Mr. Jason Roy, the founder of Building 429, and now just dad to Haven.
Yeah, now, as you said, a classic.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of weird, though. Like, you've had this great career in Christian radio, and then Betty Rock came across this thing that your daughter is on American Idol, and she's doing really well, you know, which has got to be cool. Like, so you got to go there and play guitar for her, and I want people that haven't heard this yet to hear a little bit of it, because it's really great.
15, they say you've got time. 15, they try to change your mind. But what if I want it now? What if I don't want to wait? What if I don't want to waste my time waiting on someday?
So good, man. As a dad, this has to just get you.
And the guitar playing is amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, because you were there playing with her. I mean, you were there in that moment with her. Like, man. Did you encourage her to audition for American
Idol? No. No, I never, no.
Not
no,
your plan?
No.
Okay, why
no.
not? Why not?
I don't, you know, because in the beginning, when American Idol first came on, all of us who scratched and clawed through the clubs and through the... We didn't like those people.
Right,
like,
right.
I don't know. Like, I'm supposed to love Jesus and be a Christian artist. But but yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of like it was a shortcut.
You didn't pay
beginning.
Your dues.
Yeah, exactly. It was a shortcut. And so, like, my daughter, I already know who she is. And I already know where she, I already know. Like, right. It's not like I need a judge to tell me who she's going to end up being. Like, she's a better singer than I ever was and a better writer than I ever was since she's 17. Right? So I already know those things, and for me, American Idol is like, yeah, that's a TV show, man. Like,
right.
You know, cool, awesome.
It's not real music.
Yeah,
right.
You know how.
I get you, man. I get you.
Which is terrible, because it's not as accurate as I maybe thought it was. You know?
Right.
Like in literal terms, we would be on the road, and there would be like an American Idol contestant who would come out on the road, and then we'd be playing a festival, and they'd be playing the show with us, and like, you know, back in the old days, not just my band or everybody, we'd be like, I wonder how long that's going to last, because, you know, it's not a sweet studio out here. Like,
right.
Out here, it's show after show after show. It's voice hurt, sickness, you know, getting on planes, trains, air. It's that thing. And through the years, as we've seen, there have been a few that have done really well. But most, if we're being honest, most kind of disappear into oblivion.
I was a huge fan of Taylor Hicks. What happened?
Soul Patrol! Soul Patrol! Soul Patrol!
Yeah, where is Soul Patrol?
And he went straight to the Ryman. I saw him at the Ryman Auditorium.
Oh, wow.
Soul Patrol. Now he's like patrolling crosswalks or something. he's like a crossing guard. Soul Patrol! Come on by, kids.
Anyway, so all that to say, when she says, hey, Dad, somebody's like, I got this message on Instagram, it's kind of weird, and I'm like, number one, I'm like, all right, delete it, you know.
Yeah, yes.
but then she's like, no, they say it's American Idol. I'm like, that's not real, just forget it. And she's like, yeah, you're right, it's not real. And she forgot it. And then one after another, they just started coming more and more in. And then eventually she looks at me and she goes, you know, they're saying we could do like I could do an audition. And I'm like, are you, you know, I'd rather you know maybe not.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, I mean, what's it going to hurt? It's an audition. We'll go sing a song or two, and they'll say no, and we'll move on. You know, that's what'll happen. And I was like, all right, whatever. You know, as long as you understand that what those people say has nothing to do with your values.
See,
you know
but that's
mean?
A good point, because you know your daughter's setting herself up in this industry for criticism and critique.
Yes.
Because you know all about that, you know? And so as a dad, that has to make you nervous for her, because people online can be some of the worst people on the planet.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
They're terrible, especially to a young... And then take off Christian artist.
Yeah, exactly.
Take that out.
Right.
And now go, 17-year-old beautiful girl.
Right.
Like, what are they going to say to her?
So are you telling her not to look at the socials? Are you trying to balance that out with her?
I kind of control that as best as I can, but it's
good.
Out of hand now, kind
right.
of. So we're kind of... We had to turn notifications and all that kind of stuff off, because it was like literally... In fact, I was at dinner and I said, watch this. And I flipped on notifications on her Instagram, and every 30 seconds, it dinged.
Oh my goodness.
Really?
For an hour and a half of just people. But the cool thing is, okay, so get to the point. She finally said, Dad, let's do it. And we went and did our first, she did an audition. She asked me to play guitar, made me feel really happy. I was excited about that.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a compromise.
No,
you're like,
no.
You can go, but I'm going with you.
No. She asked me to. And so we did our little quick little audition, and they were like, we need to put you in front of the judges. And so they flew her out to Las Vegas.
Nice.
And then, you know, she did at what you just heard.
Well, yeah, and then the judges freaked out.
What if it's all a game and nothing's ever gonna change? What if I want it now?
You can have it.
You can have it right now.
You can have it right now.
I mean, Katie's like all that. You know, but I mean, as a dad, that's got to make you feel great in that moment.
Yeah, because you're in your head going in on what of all the scenarios, what is the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
And what is the best that can happen? And like what I had in my head as the best that can happen was, well, good job.
Right.
Well, that you did really well and we like you.
Yeah.
Like that's what I thought the best was going to. So, you know, now that I'm a meme. You know, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, because don't forget, I have this, too.
Oh,
you're
crying.
Sure
you do.
Dad, are you okay?
Yeah, of course.
You're not.
Dad, there's reason to cry.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? I saw that, and I was so, like, happy for you and happy for her. And, I know we give each other, like, guys a hard time about crying. I thought it was so good and so cool, man. It was like it shows, you know, you love your girl, and you're so proud of her. That's great.
Dude, and the pressure she was under. People don't know this. It wasn't in order on the show.
Uh-huh.
The person that went right before her was a guy named Tyson, who is a stud.
Yeah.
And got the platinum ticket, and they had a party right in front of her.
Oh, wow.
I mean, in front of her, and then, you know, and literally, Tyson runs off into the sunset with his platinum ticket, and Ryan Seacrest turns around with the microphone and is like, hey, how do you feel?
I bet
that adds a little pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, so he wasn't mean, but he was kind of played that like he's supposed to.
Right.
You know, he's supposed to create drama. Mm-hmm.
But and she rose to the occasion,
she rose, and that's what it was, too, because I think the first little bit, she was nervous. I could hear it in her voice. If you watched it, you're like, oh, a couple of things.
And who wouldn't be?
But finally, by the end, that last note that she sang was kind of like her shifting it into a different gear and being like, you know, they're going to remember me, dadgummit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it just made me so proud, man. I was just blown away.
I have to tell you, I was super proud of you for letting your emotions come out, but then also not plugging your band. I thought that was good. You're like, hey, I'm Jason from Building 429. I can sign some stuff for you.
Wear a band t-shirt.
Yes. You know, wear your own shirt.
Dude, it's so funny because like, not my manager is awesome, but he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, really? It's her. But you know what? I got two texts that meant the most to me, and those two texts were from two people that have been in the industry for many, many years, and they were like well done, Dad. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, yeah. And most of the texts were like, wow, that was so awesome. Your daughter killed it, and you know, and I just felt like, you know, I've had plenty of chances to be in, you know, to be in the light through the years. This was her moment, and I didn't even want to do it. So how am I supposed to stand in there and take credit? You know, it's like, hey, this is all her. And again, you know, the only thing I had to do was not screw up the thing that I've been doing for 35 years. It's like, play the guitar decent, bro.
Your hands just stop working.
Seriously, man.
I would have to say that's probably the most nervous you've been to play in a while.
Since award show season,
yeah.
I've never been that nervous. Because I was like, you have one job.
Just right.
It's like singing at a wedding. No one should ever sing in a wedding because there's only one way you're remembered if you screw up. And so that's what it was. It was like, literally, as we got ready to start, it was like, Jason, don't mess up your daughter's opportunity.
It's like if there was a ravine and your daughter's on the other side and someone's going to throw her to you, you have one job and that's catch her.
That's it.
And like, you're going to be so nervous. That's going to be the best catch you've ever made,
you know,
or not.
Or not.
And you made it.
Right.
Who would you say was the most nervous, you or your daughter?
You know, I got to be honest, like, she handled herself like a pro.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I know how to be nervous but not show it.
Sure.
You know, so I was pretty nervous because, I mean, there were so many things running through my head. I mean, for her, I think her job was to sing the song well, present herself well. But for me, I was like, big picture ramifications, you know, like, again, very important. When I started my career, if I had a bad night, it was in front of 30 people and I got to do it again the next night.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she starts her career and her first big performance in front of 7 million people.
I know. Right. It's so crazy. It's not fair, right? I mean, you're a little mad, right?
Oh, yes. But also, man, like, let's be honest. There's no way I would. No. Like, the fact that she even had the guts to go, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I respect it. It's not easy to do. Now, as she's performing, okay, like, you've done this for a long time, and you know what it's like to have the crowd with you and have them in your hand. Was there a point at which you realized she's got them in her hand? Like, did that happen for you, or was it just play, get through it, and at the end, see what happens?
I felt like she had we got to the bridge and I don't know where I'm going, that and I'm not sure where this ends, but even when the storms are coming, that when she sang that I'm gonna stand against the wind, I looked up and Katy Perry was just like locked. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I don't know if she's going to make it, but she's got her.
The thing I like about American Idol is I do like watching people have a dream come true. Like, yeah. I really do. Because as a frustrated, horrible musician, when you see it work for someone, you're like, oh my gosh, they made my dream. You know? And so I feel for them. And like, so for your daughter, it was great. One question, why is she not using your last name?
Yeah, why do you have to ask that question on air?
I don't know. I'm just curious. Haven Madison. Like, is that her middle name?
It has a ring to it.
It does. It's good.
It just got it. Yeah. She decided that a long time ago, partially because, again, she wants to make her own way. Yeah.
That's right. She's an independent woman.
Yeah. She don't need no dad.
Right.
She don't need this mess.
Well, my daughter hit me up because my daughter's like in musical theater and she's like, hey, what do you think about the name Haley Houston? Because Houston's her middle name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, for what? And she's like, no, it's my like professional
stage
name.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not your real name.
Yep.
I'd like it. I gave it to you, but I'd like a little more.
Well,
like,
just wait. We had a party at my house recently where a kid told me, thank you so much for having me over. Have a great night, Mr. Madison.
For
real.
That's so good.
I'm not joking. That happened.
You are just the dad.
But you know what? I'll tell you, as another dad, like, I want my daughter to succeed, and like, I would give anything for her to reach her dream.
100%.
And so I would give up any of my stuff, you know, for her to have it, you know? And so, and I get that. So she's still going on American Idol, which is good. I know you can't tell like other things, you know, about the show, obviously.
Yeah, for sure.
But what advice have you given her? And not just as dad, like, have you given her dad advice? And then, like, professional manager advice kind of thing.
A little of both. Yeah. I have to be careful, though, because I have to stay in dad mode most of the time.
Sure.
But dad advice is you be you. Don't change anything about who you are. Like, even the clothes that she's wearing, she's choosing that. She doesn't have a stylist. It's just her. The way she speaks to them, I'm always like, you know, do not be afraid. They're human beings. Like, you be you. You talk to them like you would talk to any other person. And, you know, and so she's doing that well. I mean, right now we're in the middle of talking about her performances as well. I mean, we have a little, we have a studio where we work. And then also we have friends who have like dance studios. But ultimately, again, it's so very important that she knows that, like, no matter what she does, we feel like she's already won.
Right.
Yeah. You know, hey. Whatever you've done, stay true to who you are, and you know, and have a great time. And then when this is over, trust me, there's many, many, the phone's ringing, you know.
Right.
And so we'll take the next steps.
You'll have some
options.
Yeah. Well, man, we appreciate you coming on and talking about Haven, and so happy for both of you. Like, I'm really excited to see where it goes. Before you go, I would like you to audition for us because you've always wanted to be a musician. I've always wanted to be a judge that critiques musicians.
Oh, you do that constantly.
Wait, hang on, I was about to say, you have always been that already.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. And so I'm curious, if you were to go on American Idol, like now, knowing what you know, what song would you do?
I would probably rewrite 15. And from a dad's perspective.
Oh, I do like this.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think I would.
Okay.
Do.
All right.
I wouldn't make it, but I would certainly try.
You know what? Have you put any thought to this?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's put him to the test. Let's see what this sounds like. All right. So, Jason, you are on American Idol with Betty Perry.
Yes.
Yes, I'm Betty Perry.
Nice.
Molly Bryan.
I was.
And Gavin.
Richie.
Gavin Richie.
Great. I like it. Okay.
Okay. So you are going to take it away.
All right.
And you know what? And maybe you'll get the golden ticket. We don't know.
Maybe. Let's see
what
happens.
So
what
are you going to do for it?
I'm
going to
play an original song, if that's okay.
Oh, an original. That's a risky
move.
No,
actually, you know what? It's a cover song now, but it was an original.
That's true.
But now, yeah, I wanted to play the father's version of the daughter's song.
Oh, I like where you're going.
This should be emotional, I think.
I sure hope it is.
Because, yeah, if it's not, we might be in trouble.
Because her performance brought the room to tears. And so hopefully yours will bring it to tears, not jeers. So here we go.
Great. I feel the stress again. It's building back up in my hands.
So good.
Let's see if I got it. 15, she said. She wants it now. 15, I say, girl, slow down. How did I get so old? Why is my hair so gray? I used to wear skinny jeans, but now she's thrown them all away. Yeah, how did I get so old? Now she thinks her dad is lame. Oh, she's taking on the world, but she don't even use my last name. How did I get so old?
I see where she gets her writing ability from. Dude, that is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I'm giving you my golden ticket. Yeah, golden buzzer. For sure.
Let's go.
That was wonderful.
I was all prepared to have some fun and rip you apart. That was masterfully written. That was a masterclass in writing a funny song, too,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir.
Also,
thank you.
I would love it if you took to heart some of the lyrics that he actually said, because you, sir, wear skinny jeans.
I still wear skinny jeans.
Every day.
Yeah.
And you're way too old.
There comes a moment in time, I've been told. I still try too, but every time I put them on, she's like, nope.
Yeah, I got a daughter too, and she's trying to hold me accountable. Yes. She's my skinny jean partner.
You can wear her jeans almost, right?
Did you see, like, when you went there with your daughter to audition, do you see some kind of like the insecurities of the generation that she's from? Like, do you see these kids trying to make it and you think there's no way you're going to make it? But do you see like a lack of security of who you identify as or who you are as a person?
And I have to say that, that number one, I've been shocked backstage at American Idol. There's more kids back there singing worship songs together than you would believe.
Really?
It's unbelievable. Like there's a God thing happening behind the scenes.
Awesome. And here's the reason I think that is, though, is because kids, when they're young, especially the younger they are, they don't have a lot of places to play.
That's right.
So what do? You play at church.
That's right.
I joined my youth group band
That's
and
exactly
stuff like that.
Right.
And so there is that foundation in them. If you were doing American Idol and it was all 30-somethings, it'd be a different tone.
Yeah, it'd be clubs.
You grew up in the clubs.
Yep,
exactly.
Yep. Yeah. So, and interestingly, there's been very little, if any, scratching and clawing.
Wow.
Which, again, these are all what you just said is what I thought. So that's why I was like, we're not doing that, you know?
Right. Yeah.
But along the way, it's been like just crazy to see how, you know, they, the first couple of days we were there, this is welcome to the American Idol family. I'm like, that's a load of junk. There's no family here.
Exactly.
Stop.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing. You're used. No. But then you watch, and over time, like these kids end up getting to know everybody that's a part of the show, and they all end up being friends, and they're all for each other, and you know, people are flying into Nashville to come and hang out with Haven, and so all I'm saying is, it's interesting that I haven't seen. I thought I would see a lot of extreme insecurity.
Yes.
And I don't know, maybe I got there later in the process, and I'm like, wow, these people are pretty solid, you know, but you know, they're pretty solid. They're actually, these kids are pretty solid, and you know, they're nervous and they're worried, and I'm sure that they have concerns, but I would also say too, I've never been around more talented people in my life. Ever. I mean, well, it's crazy. It doesn't make sense how good they are.
And you think about it, too. Back in the day, like when you were coming up, the only way you got noticed was if you were out playing shows.
Right.
And so you were playing wherever you could. Now kids sit in their bedroom, they do a song, and millions of people can view it. You know. And so they are more savvy because they also have more technology and access to things, and then they can promote themselves. And so I think they're coming in more professional than like if you were their age now, like doing it, like back then it was different.
I didn't have instant access to every other singer in the world to hear how good they were,
right,
and what they were capable of. And if you think about it, if you're staring at LeBron James, right, and that's the bar, well, then you better get to work.
Right.
Right. And so I feel like what's happening with a lot of these incredibly talented singers is they can see everyone else that's singing.
Oh, I see.
And they go, oh, shoot, I got to catch up. Mm-hmm. And they put the work in because ultimately, like, there's no way around it. You got to put the work in. In fact, one of the things that's not really allowed to be spoken in our house, and it is a key word that is used by this generation that drives me crazy. I've heard it a few times. I have heard this a few times backstage. It drives me crazy. But they're like, you know, if she blows up, and I can't stand that because I don't think anybody blows up by accident. I mean, there may be a few that happens for, but generally when somebody quote unquote blows up, there's a team of people helping make that happen.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there's someone who's been working their craft for a long time for that to happen. Now there are times when, you know, the kid sings a song and it's like, bam.
Yeah.
But But, you know, that's not allowed in our household. No, we're not going to blow up. We're going to work really hard and grow this thing.
Yeah.
That's the way we say it. You know?
I like that.
But again, I've been shocked by how confident people are backstage. Still, my job when I'm there is 100% to just, you know, and my daughter's job, one of the things I love the most about her is she posts about everybody's performances on her Instagram, TikTok, and on her Facebook.
Is she trashing them?
Yeah, she's telling this was awful.
I'm so proud of her.
Thank God that's the one thing we don't have in common. I'd be like, well, they're terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, just being honest.
Has she listened to your music, and what does she think about Building 429?
Yeah, she is quite the songwriter. So, you know, I've been writing a ton lately. And so she's always like, nope, nah, that's not it, Dad.
Oh,
no. Really? Yeah. I have a few hundred thousand albums that would disagree
I know,
with you.
I know. Well, she says something. I don't know if she's ever worded it this way, but I've filtered it down to this statement. And I think the statement is this. She'll say, that is not worthy of the brand that you've created.
Oh, that's a nice way of saying that's horrible.
like you got 20 years invested in this. Don't release that. That's not, it's not to the level that
really?
It should be.
Really? That's super psychological.
And dude, she wrote, I know, right. And she actually helped me write a song for Building a few years back. And,
oh, yeah.
And so all that to say, like, you know, she has several songs. She's like, I'm going to recut that one day. I'm like, okay, cool. Sure. Sounds good. But so far she doesn't think it's terrible. I don't think, but I definitely, she's like, well, she can definitely tell there was an era that I was from. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
like, oh, that's not exactly a pop melody there. Dad.
Yeah. Well, that's so great.
I'm glad it's singable, but.
Have you talked to her yet? Have you given her the speech about 20% for manager fee? Like, have you had that discussion yet?
Oh, yeah. 20% for my retirement fund.
Absolutely, yeah. You're like, hey, kid, I did a lot for you, and so I'm managing you now, and this is 20%.
Man, you know what's funny?
And you got word for a third. You helped her on that song.
I did. Hey, I'm in on the publishing, too.
Uh-huh.
No, you know, I feel like my role is to talk to her about what to expect. You know, because she's going to have a manager. She's going to have, she will have a manager. She'll have a label. She'll have a booking agent. She'll have all those things.
Right.
Those are coming. She'll have a publishing deal, all that stuff. In terms of my involvement in those things, like, I'm dad, man. I need to be dad. And the cool thing is that I have a lot of experience in all areas, you know? So,
one that you can put a percentage on?
I have not. No. I am not. We're not going to make a Miley Cyrus or a...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Billy Ray.
Yeah. And we're not going to be a Britney Spears for sure.
Yeah. Those are the ones that are sad, honestly. Like, you watched it just get totally off track.
Yeah.
And then you see Taylor Swift, which I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift's music, but she came out through all of that a little more unscathed because it was probably a better balanced home life for her that gave her that platform to accomplish what she did.
And you know, as a dad, I have to be, she's 17, she'll be 18 next year and out into the world, and she's going to want to go live her life. And, you know, the thought that she's going to wake up every morning and I'm going to be sitting there on the bus, you know, asking, well, what'd you do last night? At a certain point, she's going to be an adult, and she's going to have to make her, and, you know, train up a child in the way that they should go, right?
Yep.
Like, I have to trust that I've done that. And so, and yet at the same time, like, I just feel like it's very important that she knows I'm a support system, and when things fall apart, she can come talk to me and to Courtney, and we'll be there for her. And, you know, hey, if she wants help with a song, I do that. But if she doesn't, I don't do that. You know, that's really the place that I have to live in. So far, she's come to me with everything because who else was she going to go to?
Right.
But I know full well she's supposed to go to L.A. She's supposed to go to New York. She's supposed to be working in Nashville and Atlanta. You know, I'm not her producer forever. You know? I'm her producer while she's a teenager living at home. And then eventually she's going to sprout wings and she's going to fly. And then my job is like, go get them, babe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you go. We appreciate you taking the time and being on the show and on the podcast with us. And it'll be fun to watch her career, you know, just kind of blossom from here, too. So there you go. Yeah, Jason Roy,
everybody.
Brother.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Go Haven.